worried me. I knew that working for peace could be dangerous, and I was sensitive to anything that was out of the ordinary. Sometimes, just the fear that anything bad could happen, especially to my family, made me weep and feel like running away from the peace movement. Yet the other kids were depending on me, and in a way I felt that my own unborn children were depending on me too. I could not turn away, no matter how afraid I was. I could only be careful and try to stay safe. Once a journalist tried to trick me into saying something dangerous about one of the armed groups, just so he could get a story. He would have sacrificed me for that. I learned never to accuse anyone of anything. I would always describe atrocities and denounce the violence, but I never talked about who was responsible. I simply said I did not know. This became a way for all the young people in the peace movement to protect themselves.
Okay, now I know why none of the armed groups in this book have names. When Farley speaks to reporters and in public, she never mentions the name of any specific armed group. She and the other kids do this to protect themselves. If they don't blame anyone in particular, then there's a better chance that they won't be hurt or killed for speaking out. What Farlis does do is describe the atrocities and denounce the violence that these groups are responsible for. Let's see. We know that Farlis is against violence, so to denounce it must mean to speak out against it. And if atrocities are the acts that the armed groups are responsible for, then they must be really bad things like shootings and killings and torture. Continue reading on page 50 after the space at the bottom where it says, "A month after Graça Machel's visit."
A month after Graça Machel's visit, the Children's Movement for Peace in Colombia was born during a workshop at Santandercito, just outside Bogotá. I returned from that meeting.